Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, we have a representative, Altendorf, joining us for about an eight-minute segment, which will be the second segment, or actually the first segment here. And what I want to do is I want her to share with you as to what's going on in the state capitol and how the media is complicit in silence concerning the illegal bills that are being pushed through right now. So if you don't mind, friends, before we get to the main topic, let's pull up Representative Pam Altendorf. Pam, thanks for jumping on with such a short amount of notice. And with that said, I'm going to give you as much time as I can concerning the first 8 minutes that we have here. But what's happening down at the state capitol, and what is the state-run media or the mainstream media complicit with concerning their silence and these bills that they're pushing through? Go ahead and share away.
Thank you for having me back on your show, Bradley. And yeah, never a dull minute happening here at the state capitol. So as we were worried, they did slide into their public safety omnibus bill last night. And this is, again, at a conference committee with zero Republican representation. They slid into the bill, the two gun bills, red flag laws, universal background checks, went in at the last minute. They literally had it posted for 14 minutes, and then that was the public notice, was 14 minutes, and then closed it. And you can see Senator Lapp, who was the chair of this conference committee, you know, he literally said, you know, thank you to everyone who helped push this through. You know, he said, at the table and not at the table, because most of all of this was happening behind closed doors, away from the public. The Republicans were completely unaware. And again, two very controversial gun laws here in the state of Minnesota, universal background checks, red flag laws, that they slid in. And if they try to run on this narrative that this is so popular and everybody wants it, well, then what are they afraid of?
Exactly.
Why are they running this bill in through the, literally through the dark of the night, putting it in so that there's no awareness in the public? This could already come up on the Senate floor tonight to pass it.
Yeah.
And so that's how they're working. It's really backdoor.
Yeah, it's interesting how this is working out here. Pam, you had said something that caught my attention. It was very profound when you had said, Bradley, a lot of these things or some of these things that are being pushed in or pushed through on these omnibus bills, both sides are against. So is it now coming to the light where both sides of the aisle understand that there's a power that's using both sides to ram these through? And is it now time for both sides to actually stand up and hold these people accountable according to the Constitution and the provision found in within?
Yeah, these omnibus bills are just, you know, it is a political strategy. And what they do is they put in these controversial bills, and then it gives their members political cover. So let's say 90% of the bill is something that you would vote for. They go back to their districts and basically say, I had to vote for this bill because of this, this, and this. But they slide it in. It is political cover. There's, you know, again, I said this, I think, last time, but, you know, we're a very purple state. And the Democrats are running this like we are extreme liberal in Minnesota, that this is a 70-30, like they have a supermajority. This is not popular with Democrats or Republicans. And I know it's very, very unfortunate. They hide behind fear and manipulation. But if we can all just put that aside, you know, all of us detest any kind of gun violence and especially shootings, but they use these to manipulate the public. They use them to manipulate the public. And we don't have to look very far. Look at California. Look at Chicago. Places that already have these gun laws in place, in statute, in law, they are not a safer place to live. And so I just beg the public to stop being driven on their fears and emotions and realize there's a bigger strategy here, and it is ultimately gun control of Minnesota and of Americans. We have to start having that honest conversation.
Yeah, it's so much for the terrorism threat, right? I mean, it's interesting how this all played out over time, and it reminds me of what Roosevelt said back in the 30s. He said, nothing in politics happens that's not first plan. And you see it happening every given step of the way. If you pay attention to what they're doing and how these things are coinciding just in time, you can see it was all pre-planned. Pam, I've got you for about two more minutes. We're talking to Rep. Pam Altendorf from District 20. And one of the things that I want to ask real quick is, what would you suggest to the people in the state of Minnesota? This is applicable across all the country, by the way, friends. But what would you suggest to the people in the state of Minnesota to actually stand up and do? Is it time to now start holding these people accountable for the illegalities and transgressions of law, or is this still off the table?
Well, I believe so. I mean, this again, they did this. It's a political maneuver to do this so fast that the public is going to be completely unaware. Unfortunately, many Minnesotans are going to be completely blindsided after this session. They're going to say, what happened? And again, they say, well, what's wrong with universal background checks? But you know what? Stop looking at the headline. This is much deeper than that. This law would literally require a Minnesotan, if you wanted to borrow your gun to a neighbor to go squirrel hunting, you would have to do background checks to transfer the gun. And so this is much, much more than what they're saying. As a Minnesotan, let's look at what we can do to prosecute crimes. We have the laws on the books. And so we need to look at all avenues moving forward, Bradley. Yes, with the legislators who are voting for this. We just need to look at every avenue, and I really just think it's about public awareness. The public does not know what is happening right now in Minnesota.
And you told us earlier on one of the films that you just released, and this is what I seen, and this is why I pulled you back up, that the mainstream media in Minnesota is completely silent on the issues as to what's going on in the Capitol right now. Is that true?
It's dead silence from the media. They are doing such a disservice. You know, like I said, I talk to Democrats, moderates, independents, and they do not understand what's in these gun laws, what's coming, and they're going to be completely blindsided when these go into law. So the media is complicit. They are keeping the public in general kind of in the blind. We don't know what's happening here in Minnesota because of the media is not doing their job.
Well, that was perfect timing, Pam. That was absolutely perfect timing. Thank you for keeping us in the know, folks, or Pam. I totally appreciate it. And, again, we'll talk to you soon, Pam. We will have you up again. Thank you again. Folks, listen carefully as to what's going on. You have representatives telling you what's going on in your particular states. You better get involved while you still can, so you don't look at the other side of this and say you wish you should have when you had the time to do it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, so sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You would think as people are being inundated with these judgments coming from heaven upon a disobedient people that there'd be a lot more people tuning in right now, but mysteriously that's not happening. I wonder why that is. Look at the censorship going on in the complicit mainstream media concerning the illegalities of what's going on in the Capitol and the state of Minnesota as throughout all the country. That's how they're doing what they're doing right now. And this is the importance, friends, of holding these individuals that are violating the First Amendment and their censorship and their suppression, their illegal means of suppressing us. And it is our bulwark to stop tyranny, friends. This is what they're suppressing right now is your free speech. So you can't talk back. They don't want people to know what they're doing. And it's being done through deceptive measures every given step of the way. Every given step of the way. None of this surprises me whatsoever, friends. It's like I've seen this since day one in ministry. This is not difficult to see. Until the people, and I've said it 1.5 million times, until the people hold their said elected representative limited governments and the incumbents and those said representatives that derive their just powers from we the people, until you hold them accountable, this is going to continue on. That's exactly what's going to happen. You know, what's interesting is I was doing some things this morning, and I drove in an area that I haven't been into in a long time here, and I noticed all of the apartment buildings going up all over the state, just in mass amounts, folks. They're everywhere. St. Cloud, Maple Grove, Minneapolis area, rural districts, and all of a sudden we hear from those at the state capitol saying, you know what, let's give those illegals, let's call them undocumented, and let's give them a license, and let's allure them in through welfare dollars, and see what they don't realize, the illegals, they're being used as well, because right next to many of these apartment buildings that are going up all over the state are are these big corporate buildings, and it's going to be slave labor. Mark my words, we have been warned about this since the 90s, friends, that I can remember. Since the 90s, we were warned exactly as to what's happening right now in this country. And, folks, this is where the illegals are going. They're coming into your backyard. They're being given brand-new apartments. They're given jobs. They're given cars. And you're paying for all of this, okay? And it doesn't need to happen. It can stop if the people would understand their obligations to put a stop to it. And, again, that's why I make reference to the provision found in the U.S. Constitution. Most people, you know, I want to say this. I was just thinking of a guy named Leonard Ravenhill. He was a said prophet of his time. I don't know that I'm sold on that, but he did say a lot of good things. And one of the things that he had said is what's going to be inscripted on the headstone of America is Americans were entertained to death. Yeah. He also highlighted the fact that America is way too young to die. Yep. And we're only 250 years old. And we're allowing a representative government to do the things that they're doing. I don't want Americans to forget about all the headquarters concerning the CIA that are planted in each capital of the United States of America and the crimes that they are responsible for, the ATF, the FBI, all of these unconstitutional agencies that have been created to war against the American people. I just want to say this so your blood is off my hands, folks. They're all unconstitutional. Until you want to see it for what it is and lay the axe to the root of the tree through judgment lawfully, I don't know how to help you, friends. I really do not know how to help you. What is happening today in this country is it's called Cloward Piven. And it's a strategy that is alive and well. And this is what you're witnessing in full effect in the United States of America. And I'm going to just give you the definition of what's happening in short, okay? The strategy of forcing political change through orchestrated crisis. Let me say it again. Cloward Piven is the strategy of forcing political change. All of these that are advocating change, by the way, remember what Scripture says? It said that we are not to be given to change. We're supposed to go back to the old past, not the new past. Okay? And we've seen this change in this country a long time ago. People just wanted to keep their head in the sand, and they didn't want to actually live in the reality that we're all going to live in sooner or later, regardless if we like it or not. But what we need to understand is this isn't just Hegelian dialect, folks. This is also the strategy of Cloward Piven. And again, what it is they're forcing political change by passing bills that are undermining the U.S. Constitution on so many different levels. Now, folks, this is why Pam Altendorf just told us that they're doing this in backdoor deals and they're doing this over the heads of both sides of the aisle. But see, how they sell it to you, friends, is that the right and the left are always fighting. But wait a second. She just got done telling us those on the left side of the aisle, which doesn't constitutionally exist, but if we were to believe it, it still proves the point that I'm trying to make here. But those that are on the left side of the aisle don't agree with these bills. So then the question that needs to be begged here is who's passing these bills? The powers that are tolerated, folks. And when you hold the governor responsible and this attorney general responsible and the senators and the representatives and government in your particular state responsible for the things that they're trying to illegally advocate for and you put a stop to it, oh, I want to say this. Don't stop and say, well, they got two more years to go and destroy at will. No, that just shows you the ignorance in which the absolute ignorance of any people in any country. I mean, that's like a cop catching a guy robbing a bank and saying, well, you know what, you only got 20 minutes before I'm going to arrest you, so would you do me a favor, would you stop doing that? You still have 20 minutes, so keep doing what you want to do. I mean, isn't that ridiculous? Isn't that what the American people are doing by allowing these representatives to, in a sense, rob the bank? And that's, I'm just using that metaphorically, friends. And it's like we got to awake to our responsibility here because, again, if we don't, it's all going to go bye-bye. And it's interesting at the same time, did you just hear during the first segment before the first segment, they were talking about how when Title 42 falls, all these illegals are going to bum rush America. Hey, folks, this is nothing but smoke and mirrors. Regardless if there's Title 42 or not, we still have immigration laws, and they don't have a right to come into America. And I think it's very telling, folks, as to what's happening here. But they want you to believe that 40% of the people still give Biden an approval rating. And notice how it's always 50-50 or it's always close to 50-50. Yeah, that's how they want to divide you. But when you look at the real numbers, is there 50-50? Absolutely not. It's 98-2%. But because you continuously feed and drink the lies into the mainstream media through their deceptive measures, this is in fact how they are getting away with what they're getting away with. Because the people believe the lies. That's exactly what's happening here, friends. I'm going to take a quick phone call here. And this is bothersome. It really is bothersome as to what's happening here. Because it's the easiest thing in the world for the people in every given state to deal with the corruption in their own state capitals. But because they're so busy and they got their own lives to run, and they forget the commandments of the Lord in dealing with it. You know, the Bible says that he leads in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. I'm thinking of Proverbs 8, and then I'm also thinking of Psalm 9:16. The very heart of God is Jeremiah 9:24. Go over to Psalm 97 as well. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. You that love the Lord, hate evil, and love that which is good. Where are the church members in this country, folks? I am sickened by their silence, to say the least. I really am. We're going to take Suzanne from Washington. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you? I got about 2 minutes before the end of this segment, but go for it.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for taking my call, Bradley.
Sure.
Yeah, I was just calling about the first, Pam, I believe is her name.
Yep.
And, you know, she knows this stuff is going on, and I don't mean to disrespect her. I made a comment a few shows ago about the same thing. You know this is going on. They know this is going on. Why are they allowing this to go on?
That's right. That's right. And you
why?
Know what? Always,
I mean, why?
Right. Well, let me ask her, Susan. What happens is when I meet with them, I will hold them to it. And by the way, a couple days ago when I had her on, I was pushing her hard enough where I was surprised at points where she didn't say I had to go. Or she didn't hang up on me. I wanted to drive the point that they must be dealt with. And I've noticed this with every representative that I've had on or I've met with. They just sit there and they act. And I'm not saying Pam did this, but if that's what you observe, then so be it. But I've noticed that they just feel that somehow or another that they're impervious. They're above what may happen here until you put the question to them. And really what it comes down to ultimately is the people that allow the said representatives to play the games that they're playing. And that's what I've observed over and over. And over again.
Yeah, no, I agree with that 100%. I mean, and my husband and I have fought things here in Washington State for 6 years at a time, and you know, we were successful we were successful at doing what we did, but then 2 years later they turned around and undid it.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
You know,
I got a hard break, Pam. Do you want to hold over on the other side and I'll pick you up again?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, cool. Okay, hang on a second. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The clock's ticking to midnight Eastern time when Title 42 ends. So what happens on the border? Here's Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
If anyone arrives at our southern border after midnight tonight, they will be presumed ineligible for asylum and subject to steeper consequences for unlawful entry.
That would include a 5-year ban on applying again for asylum and criminal charges if they're found in the country illegally. The producer price index rose by 0.2% last month. That continues a downward trend in the year-over-year number. That increase has decreased for 8 straight months. Fresh from his CNN town hall last night, former President Trump is heading to Iowa this weekend to headline a rally in Des Moines. Meanwhile, undeclared candidate Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will attend several fundraising events in Iowa as well this weekend. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, before I pull up Susan from Washington back up, check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You know, it's interesting, folks. I reiterate this every day, and we're broadcasting into 159 cities. Let me add a little salt to all of what I'm trying to say here, or gas to the fire, however you take it. What's interesting is I have... reiterated the point that there's a lot of heavy censorship going on in the ministry here, and there has been for some time, but we're on in 159 cities. We have the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts, and yet when I'm online right now, just to let you know how this works, folks, there's 130 people watching right now. At the end of the day, I'll see that over 100,000 people had the opportunity to watch the show, but it just doesn't jive, folks. And what's happening is they're controlling this at every given level. Even if you think, listen, let me say it this way. If you're not going along with the establishment's narrative, they are, with a shadow of a doubt, folks, censoring you heavily. So I'm telling you again, this is the information they do not want you to have. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. Go to SOL Radio Live at the top. Subscribe. Go to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page. And subscribe as well, folks. That's how you're getting our information right now, as well as through Rumble, which many people are beginning to suspect censorship and suppression going on over there as well. And if you consider who now owns it, well, they just may be onto something. So let's go ahead and take Susan back from Washington. And thank you for holding on, Susan. What was it that you were now sharing with us? And I would ask the question before you answer that. What was it that you were involved with where you actually put the kibosh on corruption in your particular state?
Well, what happened is we, back in, I think it was 2012 or 2014, Washington State passed legalized recreational marijuana. And we had a, we live out rural, and we had a grower that popped up across the road from us and broke every law and broke everything. And we couldn't use our property for about 6 years because the stench was unbearable. So I went door to door to my neighbors, and I got three people that would come on board to stand up against it and complain. You know, they didn't want their face out there. But anyways, long story short, my husband, you know, he, before he even started growing, he was illegal, and we called the sheriff, and they said they could arrest him, but they weren't going to prosecute. And it was just a big mess. But anyway, I, where was I going with this?
Was that because they already foreseen that they were going to try to legalize it? Have they legalized marijuana use in your state now?
It is legalized now. It wasn't when we
exactly.
found out, because he showed us all his plants. He was so very proud of it because he thought he was being so progressive. And I'm like, dude, you're so backwards. People have been smoking dope for years.
Yep.
But anyway, and they wouldn't. We had all the proof, we had everything, and they wouldn't come out, and they wouldn't do anything. So, you know, we're tax-paying people, right? And I couldn't use my property, and so that didn't set well with me. Plus, I had a moral issue with it too. Anyway, but. Anyway, we could only fight it with the smell and the air and the, you know, that he was illegally growing. But long story short, we did this for 6 years, 6.5 years. He eventually went out of business and got it shut down. My husband was able to get on this committee. They have to form committees for everything. And, you know, we just got bashed all over the place in the newspapers. And,
yep.
and I don't care. You can call me whatever you want to call me. I really
Amen.
Don't care.
Amen.
And so, anyways, we did get it changed. He got kicked out. He got shut down. He so no longer lives here anymore. He's since gotten divorced, and he's gone. And but you know, 2 years later, guess what they did? They
yes.
reversed everything. They reversed, and my husband went to a meeting. Right? They called the meeting, and they asked him to come. Went to the meeting, had one meeting, and said they were going to revisit the meeting. And he never heard a word. They never answered his phone calls. They never called him back. And guess what they did? They reversed every single regulation. So now in the state of Washington, if they highly recommend, if you're a criminal and you've been charged, they're giving out 40 free licenses for the people that have been in depressed neighborhoods and the preferable person to grow now is a criminal, a felon. That's
yeah.
who they want.
Yeah,
isn't that awesome?
It's interesting how they knock him out. That guy's out of business now, but now the state's in business, and
right.
that's what I'm talking
right.
about. They foreseen exactly what was going on. I heard it said recently, Susan, that we mm-hmm. have the state is run as an asylum, and it's being basically controlled and run by those that are within the asylum. And it's exactly
right.
the case. I mean, so when they advocate for these crimes, it only means that they're guilty of it, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But this is what I say, Susan. Thanks for staying in the fight with us. Don't lose hope. Keep your eyes fixed. And the bottom line is we can, and you don't, not that you need my encouragement, but you don't sound like you're going to be deterred one way or another anyway. So all the more power to you.
I got a big mouth. What can I say?
Amen. Well, you just keep that mouth
anyway,
running because
Bradley.
We need. Yep, thank you. We need more people talking. That's for sure. I want to kind of clarify that statement because I just seen this recently, and it's exactly right about the asylum and how the inmates are running it. That's what it was. The government is now the asylum, and the people are allowing the inmates to control that asylum called your government. And why that is, it just shows you the immorality of the people that allow it on every given level. And it really is shameful. I got in front of me right now when Newt Gingrich said that when you start putting a few of these people in jail, you will see the leaks dry up dramatically. But Americans don't want to follow that rule. And I think people have forgotten, for the most part, that the government does not exist to define the Constitution. Rather, the Constitution exists to define the government. And Americans haven't figured that out yet. And what they haven't figured out as well is that they are the government. And I'm holding for this call that's coming up right now. We have Melanie calling from Missouri. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Melanie?
Oh, okay. I didn't think I had you. I have you on my other phone, and it...
No, you have me.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. I wanted to discuss what I posted a couple of days ago about Sheriff Lamb and his thing on Stu Peters. And
okay.
I know it's a delayed response on the other phone. I just wanted you to play that clip where he was saying what he was saying. Oh. And you don't have to agree with me. I mean, I don't, you know, you don't have to agree with me, but at least listen to it and...
What piece are we talking about, Melanie?
The one when he was Stu Peters 2 weeks ago, and it was called Tragic Accident of Home Invasion.
Okay, well, this is Sons of Liberty. This isn't Stu Peters' show.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. No, I know that. I understand that. It's just that he didn't seem to have any interest in... He didn't seem to have any interest when Stu Peters blatantly asked him, just flat out asked him about the, it's hard to listen when I got this other thing in my ear.
Okay, well, do you want to turn that down? I mean, we're consuming time here, Melanie. So you're talking about Mark Lamb, Sheriff Mark Lamb from Arizona, having a conversation with Stu Peters, and you're calling Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, and I don't have to agree with...
No, you don't have to agree with anything I say.
I don't know where you're at, Melanie. I really don't.
What
is the point that you're trying to make here?
Well, I'm trying to make that, you know, it makes me wonder if he really cares about the convict shot. I mean...
What was he supposed to do? I mean, inform all of us. What was Mark Lamb supposed to do?
What was he supposed to say?
Yep.
He's a sheriff.
Just talked to him yesterday. Just had a conversation with him yesterday.
I know.
Yep.
I know. I listened to it.
No.
He has the power to stop the shots in his county. He has the power to do that. And when Stu Peters flat out told him about it, he evaded the question.
I've talked to him about this on a personal level, and I never... There's nothing with Sheriff Mark Lamb. I don't see any guile in the guy, Melanie, on a personal level. I talked to him on the phone as my friend yesterday, and he would not be my friend if I seen guile in that man. So what would you expect Sheriff Mark Lamb to do concerning the convid shot, as you said? What exactly do you want him to say or do?
Well, he needs to stop them. He didn't say that on Stu Peters.
He just answered the question. Okay, that's another thing. In all truthfulness, I don't see Mark beating around the bush with any question that might be thrown at him because he deals with it all day long. I mean, he's got 600 employees. Think about that. But I can tell you that I have had a short conversation in part as to what you may be talking about right now. And it's not his job to tell the people in his county what they can do when it comes to the experimental jabs and what they can't do. He just stepped in and told the government that you're not going to force my county to do it. It's not his job to make the decision of people that may want it because he doesn't have that right any more than the federal government did. So I don't see him doing a disservice here, Melanie.
Okay, then I tell you what. Put on Karen Kingston. Ask her.
Okay, this sounds like maybe you need to call Sheriff Mark Lamb. What do you think?
What good is that going to do if the group that...
Well, you sound like you... All right, folks, that was okay. All right. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come right back. One more segment. 1-866-582-9933. Hard break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'd like to stick to the topic. I don't know why somebody would call from listening to another show host and then call because I had Sheriff Mark Lamb on with me and then lay question to him concerning what he may have or may have not said on somebody else's show. Okay, well, I think we're getting to the point where we've heard it all. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, final segment. Can I say something concerning the two evils? Because you guys all see what's going on out there. The same establishment, the same one that's responsible, the same powers that are tolerated, and those that are responsible for driving illegally these bills through that are unconstitutional in every particular state, they're the same ones delivering you up the candidates in which you now have, whatever they may be. There's a lot of talk about DeSantis. I told you 3 years ago they were going to push him. There's a lot of talk about Trump coming back, and he wants to make America great again, though he failed miserably the first cycle. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I just seen something with Trump talking about what's going on over in Russia, as if that matters. Of course, just getting you distracted from what's going on in your own backyard. But he was talking about how he's sick and tired of all these lives that are being lost. He just wants lives to be saved now. Yet he calls himself the father of the vaccine. He's responsible for what's been going on in this country over the last 3 years through both administrations. He opened the curtains to it. He calls himself the father of the vaccine. Maine, over 300,000 people have been murdered through those experimental jabs. Health Impact News, check it out if you'd like. And for some reason or another, he's another candidate to, again, be reelected in the American system of government. And I see a lot of useful idiots that call themselves conservatives and Christians that are talking about how they need Trump back. And I just am standing back in awe saying, you have got to be kidding me. Did you see the things that he did concerning those omnibus bills and all those foreign countries that he was financing through those omnibus bill with our bills with our money? And how he did in contradiction to what he said he was going to do. Folks, I've done a ton of shows on it. And if you want to keep your eyes closed, go ahead, vote for the man. But what we're being told right now are the ones that are going to run for re-election, the likes of Joe Biden, who nobody ever voted for in the first place, and Donald Trump, who's an establishment guy. And regardless if you want to see it that way or not, just forget about the 1,162 other individuals that are running for the presidential White House and the people's servants concerning representative government in this country. It's interesting how many people say, well, we got Biden and we got Donald Trump, and they forget about all the other real options. That, again, here comes the mainstream media to be silent when it comes to the other options. Why don't they want you to see those other options? Because they're not one of the wings on the same bird, friends. That's why. Charles Spurgeon said this, because a lot of people will come in contradiction of Scripture, and they'll say, well, you know, of the two evils, let's just choose the lesser of two evils. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. The Lord said, don't do any of it. He said, don't do any of it. And why is it that you have to choose the lesser of two evils anyways? I mean, can you stop and think for yourself and go beyond what's being presented to you, Americans? And I'm not saying that to be demeaning, but I am saying I'm pushing you a little further to think outside of the box that they want to keep you in. And it's a cage of deception is what it is. But Charles Spurgeon said this. He said, of two evils, choose neither. He said, Christians must turn from the endless cycle of voting for the lesser of two evils and expecting an unrighteous act to produce a righteous result. Does that make sense? Yeah, I think it does. Doesn't the Bible tell us a little leaven at the whole lump? Why, it does! And doesn't it also tell us on the other side of that we're supposed to purge the lump, that the lump might be holy? You don't have to settle for the lesser of two evils. Let me say it again. Spurgeon said, of two evils, choose neither. He said, Christians must turn from the endless cycle of voting for the lesser of two evils and expecting an unrighteous act to produce a righteous result. That is exactly right. From a communist to a cultist, choosing the lesser of evils is still evil. And never should we do evil that good may come. Absolutely. 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 Hey, folks, in the system of government that we see today, we don't need their 10,000 policies which undermine the Ten Commandments any longer. And if you want to straighten things out, get back to God's Ten Commandments if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments. Because as for me and my household, we're sick and tired of all of this, friends. We truly are. So of the two, lesser of two evils, choose neither. Again, if you want scripture reference, 2 Chronicles 19:2, and a little common sense comes into play here, friends. It really does. I wouldn't drink a bowl of soup if they told me, you know what, it's, the majority of it's good, but there's about 10% of it that's bad. I wouldn't eat it. If they gave me a piece of steak and said there's a little poison on that steak, and it doesn't matter where it's at because the majority of it's really good for you, and it's real and it's genuine, I don't care. Folks, I'm not going to eat that, and neither should you. So when they try to fill up your glass with their Kool-Aid again, say, I don't want your poison no more, folks. I just don't want it. And until we come to that place, friends, again, we're going to keep getting caught up into the same cycle. Let me give you one more point. Did you know that about 125 years ago in this country, and lawfully, you still don't have to, but I'm just going to put it into perspective as to how it was written concerning this meme that was posted, okay? 125 years ago, you didn't have to ask for permission from your said representatives to go fishing. Do you know that? To collect rainwater. I'm not kidding you. To use transportation vehicles. I mean, you're taxed on top of tax, and then you're taxed on top of that tax, and then you're taxed on top of that tax. And then outside of the fact that you're already paying for the roads, then the government comes behind that and says, you know what, you need tabs for your vehicles to be on the road legally. So you're being taxed again. If you go down south, folks, where they have these toll roads, it's absolutely amazing to me. You get off the airplane, you get in a car, and you drive through, and all of a sudden you start seeing these toll roads everywhere. I mean, here's the message. The government owns them, and if you want to use them, you better give them more tax dollars so you can use them again, as if to suggest that you didn't pay for them the first time. This is folks, this is taxation without representation. And when Thomas Jefferson said, folks, the power to tax is the power to destroy. That's exactly what's happening here. 125 years ago, folks, you didn't have to go to the government to build a home or to renovate it. Why is this happening? Because Americans are unwilling to govern themselves. You didn't have to pay tax upon tax upon tax with already taxed money. You didn't have to ask permission and pay to be married and get a license from the state. To obtain a driver's license, certifications, or permits to hunt God's creation, to own a weapon, become a carpenter or a trade or profession, you got to have a license for that now. You didn't have to ask permission to protest or redress a government, by the way, which is found in the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, or sell a product or have your income illegally taxed by the 16th Amendment, which, by the way, was never ratified. And I'm not a tax protester, believe it or not. I'm really not. So you can virtually do nothing today without being extorted by government and obtaining their permission first before you do it. And if you still think you're free, you're deluding yourselves, Americans. You live in an open-air prison as free-range humans, thoroughly manipulated and controlled by the illusion of a free society. This is not the spirit of the Lord. This is not the freedom that He offers in any sense of the word. It's not found in disobedience, which is called licentiousness. It's found in obedience to the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Folks, this is foreign on so many levels, what we're seeing today. And I want to say this because I've been called a right-wing extremist and a right-wing radio show host. Let me ask you the question. Since when is following the law and the enumerated laws in the Constitution a far-right position? How about we start putting the pressure on those that are breaking the law and calling them the criminals because they are, in fact, the criminals, folks? To call me a far-right radio show host, folks, I'll take it, I'll own it, because I'm all about the law that keeps us free. In anything that violates or kicks up against that law, I am opposed, and I will stand against it 100%. I want you to consider who's been feeding you concerning the narrative to desensitizing you into believing that anybody that upholds the law is a hater or an extremist, folks. Call me what you will, but I love God, and I love this country, and I love you by the things that I do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.